Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Steve DelBianco back on the show. Steve is a long time, more than 16-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Executive Director of NetChoice.org, an organization I've been telling you about since it was born, since it was birthed by Steve. And I guess Zuck was part of that, wasn't he? Wasn't Jonathan part of that? Welcome back,
Steve. That's right, Kim.
Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here. 16 years. You'd think I'd get it right by
you
now.
You think you'd learn, wouldn't you? Steve, it's good to have you back. Folks, as you may have, you've heard me say before. In fact, I talk about Steve when he's not, even when he's not here, mostly good stuff. Steve is the guy who's going best two falls out of three with the knuckleheads out there who are trying to run the internet and run one of the greatest inventions and liberators of entrepreneurship in the history of entrepreneurship. And so Steve's going best two falls out of three with these folks, and for the most part is not being assimilated. He's pretty fighting them up pretty hard. One of the big deals you're working on, Steve, is internet taxation, remote tax. Tell us about this. What's going on? What's the news?
Yes, Jim. I mean, this is a self-inflicted wound on the internet, in that it's coming right from our state governors, our state tax collectors, and a handful of big box stores. Later in the segment, I think we'll talk about some wounds and attacks on the internet that come from the outside the United States. But when it comes to internet commerce, we know that Main Street stores around the country, somebody with a great idea, somebody who's manufacturing a special candle or device, they know that the best way for success is not a storefront, but really a website, mm-hmm. because it enables them to reach customers around the country, even around the world. And that avenue for entrepreneurship is what has really saved Main Street from the onslaught of big box stores that sort of take away the foot traffic customers they used to rely upon. So right in the face of that, we have the very same big box stores side by side with state tax collectors and state legislators who believe that they ought to impose new sales tax burdens on businesses that are outside their borders.
Right.
So small business, anywhere in the country, would have to collect and remit and file sales tax and be subject to audits from all 46 states that have sales tax.
This last couple of months, I have bought a number of items from small businesses around the country, and one in Canada. They had storefronts, but I found their products, I bought them, and they shipped them to me. These are regular small businesses with a storefront, but they also have a website, and I don't live where they live, and they're shipping them to me. And I'm doing business with them as if I were their next-door neighbor.
Yeah, I have a feeling, Jim, that you were buying from them because of the choices they offered, the value in terms of the pricing,
yep.
and the convenience. And,
yep.
you know, I will bet that you don't even know or care whether they charged you sales tax.
I didn't know whether they would until I checked out. I was already checking out, and that's when I found out whether I wasn't. Some of them I did, and some of them I didn't.
Right, and the reason that some do and some don't is we have a simple law.
Yeah.
Is that a business has to collect sales tax for any state where that business has a physical presence.
Mm-hmm.
In the law.
So what's the news? I just got about a minute and a half. What's the news on this? Where are we on
yeah,
this?
The good news is that we rarely, if ever, look to Europe to model our solutions.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
In this case, we want to look to Europe and learn from their mistakes. For well over a decade, European value-added tax, or VAT,
right.
has used the same system that the governors are trying to put in place in America, and the system where each business in Europe has to file and remit according to the rates and rules and audits of all 28 of the European Union member states.
Mm-hmm.
But the Europeans have discovered, and they put a report out just 2 weeks ago, that ain't working, that it's a tremendous burden on small and medium-sized businesses, and therefore consumers are spending billions more a year because they don't get the competition, the choice, mm-hmm. and the cross-border trade.
So where is this in terms of it being becoming law? Have you been able to fight this back?
Well, we have to a point, but the Europeans determined that what they need to do is to switch to a system where every business pays the tax to their home jurisdiction, their home state, just like they do today.
Who is proposing
this? And let the states work it out.
Who's proposing this?
This is the European Union.
Yep.
It's proposing to switch from the old way to the new way.
Wow.
And it's so ironic because here in Congress, Senator Dick Durbin and others in the House want to mimic the old European way
of
doing it. Just as the Europeans
Europe's trying to fix their problem, and we're trying to go back the old way that we know doesn't work.
Yes.
It's amazing. How can you watch a movie and know how it turns out and want to do that? I don't understand. But where are we? Quickly, is it about to become law?
In this country, we are going to get a national sales tax for the Internet.
Wow. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.